Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers out there, all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night mailmen, mail women out there, all my postal workers, making sure that people can get in their mail and packages in a safe and timely and safe manner as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Thank you for starting your Tuesday morning off with me. We got a lot to get into this morning. Obviously, we're going to start with the Atlanta Falcons, talk about the new updates we've gotten on this kicker fiasco we now have with Younghoe Koo. We're going to get into that in just a couple of minutes. We're going to fully recap week one in the NFL now that all the games are in the books. I'm going to give you my thoughts on everything that went down in week one, including a thriller of a Monday night game last night. And then we're going to continue to talk about the, of course, Atlanta Falcons, which we are going to start with right now because the Raheem Morris, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, did give us some updates yesterday on what the plan is going to be moving forward for the kicking position. We all know, we all talked about yesterday, the fiasco that was Younghoe Koo missing that kick that could have sent the Falcons-Buccaneers game in overtime on Sunday, but instead it left a sour taste in the mouth of the Falcons and all of us Falcons fans after the Falcons lost to the Buccaneers 23-20, didn't even have a chance to win it in overtime because of that Younghoe Koo miss. So, where are we now? Yesterday, Raheem Morris confirmed that the Falcons are going to be trying out kickers. They're going to be grabbing some kickers off the street, off the free agent market. Veterans. He also said newcomers. So kickers young and old, all wide across the country, wherever those kickers are, he's going to be trying out some kickers to bring in some competition for Younghoe Koo. Now, he did clarify that Younghoe Koo has not necessarily lost his job yet. Yet is the key word there. I don't know if he even said yet, but he said he clarified that Younghoe Koo hasn't necessarily lost his job. But he's bringing in competition. So if Younghoe Koo is slipping up in practice, and if Younghoe Koo is slipping up in the game, then he's going to be up out of there. And look, I'm not surprised by this. I wasn't sure. And if I even had to lean away, I would lean towards the way of they aren't going to just outright get rid of Younghoe Koo because it is week one. It's not like he took them directly out of first place, you know, 6 weeks into the season or whatever the case may be. It's not like he lost them a chance to go to the postseason or something like that. It was a week one game. They do have a chance to rebound. Everything is still in front of them. So they didn't necessarily overreact or do anything hasty because, again, it is week one and it is early in the season. So if I had to lean away, I would have said they probably would go this route, which is bring in some competition, let him know that he is on the boiling hot seat, and if this continues, he's going to be gone. But they're going to keep him in there for now. Maybe they're of the thought that bringing in some competition will focus Younghoe Koo a little bit more, and it'll be that much more of a incentive for him to get right and for him to get back to the guy he was a couple of years ago when we did feel good about him coming in for a game-tying or game-winning kick with just seconds left in the final frame or in the final moments of the game. But right now, obviously, we don't have that feeling, and that's why they're going to bring in some competition. So we'll see as far as who they're going to bring in, what kickers they try out, and what kickers stick. But I talked about wanting to see Lenny Craig, and look, that was more so a reaction of I'm wanting to see anybody, and Lenny Craig is the next guy up. Let's see Lenny Craig. But it seems like obviously they don't feel comfortable with Lenny Craig as far as him not being ready to take over the reins at kicker. It seems like he's still maybe a little raw, a little wet behind the ears and not ready to jump into that spot yet, which is good. They know more about that than me, so I will obviously defer to them. But it still doesn't mean that I'm not ready to see a change, because I am. Either Younghoe Koo needs to get right in week two, because again, it seems like at this point there's a solid chance he's still going to be the kicker going into this Sunday night game and their week two game against the Vikings. So with that being the case and moving forward with that knowledge, he better get right. And he better be right. And I better see some beautiful kicks down the middle of the uprights in this week two game. And he better come correct in practice too, because there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on him during practice as well. So hopefully Younghoe Koo gets right and we don't have to have this talk anymore and we can talk about different things, because there are other things that we need to talk about. But obviously the most pertinent thing right now is, what are we going to do at kicker? What's going to be the solution at kicker? What's going to change at kicker? Is the guy going to change, or is he going to start making kicks? And that's going to be the change, because something needs to change, whether it's Younghoe Koo himself or the fact that he's missing kicks. But something's got to give, and something's got to change, period. But the Falcons are going to bring in some kickers off the street, going to get some kickers in from the free agent market, and Hopefully, again, like I said, that incentivizes Younghoe enough to where he gets right. I mean, he shouldn't have to be incentivized, but hopefully that focuses him up enough to where he gets back right. Or Younghoe just loses his job and we get a new kicker, and hopefully that kicker is good. At this point, I don't really care which one happens. Look, Younghoe, he has won some games for us, but at this point, he's also lost some games for us. And I know that's the world of a kicker, but look, you either, and I hate to use this metaphor, but it's the best one I can think of at the moment. You either die the hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Shout out to Harvey Dent. If you know, you know. But that's just really what it is. He's been here long enough, and, you know, Matt Bryant is the guy who retired, and he made a lot more than he missed. So he was the guy that went out the hero. The Younghoe Koo at this point has almost been here long enough to see himself become the villain, which is crazy because he hasn't even been here that long. I mean, he's been here for a good amount of years, but still. But we'll see. At the end of the day, we'll see what happens with Younghoe Koo, and we'll see what kickers they bring in and what kind of competition this looks like and how long Younghoe Koo is the kicker for. But at this point in time, I'm ready to see a different guy, but we'll see if that actually happens. Again, I think it's going to come down a lot to what we see in practice moving forward for this week and what we see in the game. Because I think if Younghoe has a solid practice, I think they'll let him try to redeem himself in week two. And then if he has a good showing on Sunday night, then I think they'll kind of let him move forward as a kicker on a week-to-week basis until he shows he can be consistent again. So that's how I feel about the Younghoe Koo situation moving forward, but we'll see ultimately what happens. Some other news, some other updates that Raheem Morris gave us yesterday. It is the Hometown Take, by the way, with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning as we're updating you on the latest and greatest when it comes to our Atlanta Falcons. Darnell Mooney, Drake London got pretty good updates on them both when it comes to their status for week two. When it comes to Drake London, Raheem Morris said he didn't have an update on Drake's shoulder injury, but he said he felt good about it, feels good about it after talking to him. The latest I've seen is that Ian Rappaport tweeted it out that Drake London suffered a shoulder sprain and that he is considered day-to-day. So hopefully Drake London will be able to go on Sunday night, and it's good that it's a night game, gives him a little bit of extra time to get ready and let that shoulder heal up for the Falcons week two matchup, because you're definitely going to need it against you definitely want all the guys ready, and you definitely want all the guys out there for a tough Minnesota Vikings defense that really turned up when they had to last night. And again, we'll get into that game here later on in the show, but you definitely want Drake London and Darnell Mooney out there. So for Drake London, said he doesn't have an update, but he feels good after talking to Drake about it. And as far as Darnell Mooney goes, he also says he feels good about Darnell Mooney. He said we'll see more and have more clarity on Darnell Mooney's situation tomorrow. So that being today, so we'll see about, we'll probably hear from Raheem Morris Wednesday, tomorrow, as far as what Darnell Mooney's status could look like. But I feel like since they gave him that extra week, it probably was a situation where Darnell, if it was a playoff game, he probably could have went this past Sunday in week one. But with it being week one, they didn't feel the need to rush him back, especially since Casey Washington had been doing so well in that Darnell Mooney role. They didn't feel the need to rush him back. So now I think that they're giving him this extra time. Hopefully Darnell's going to be ready, and hopefully Drake can be ready as well. So you hope that both of those guys can be ready, because again, this is going to be a tough Minnesota Viking defense that, you know, you thought you saw some exotic stuff from Todd Bowles and that Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. Whew! They were bringing the house against Caleb Williams last night in Chicago. That Minnesota Vikings defense was getting after Caleb Williams. And I would like to believe they're going to do a lot more of the same against Michael Penix Jr., another second-year quarterback who's even less experienced than a guy like Caleb Williams. So you're going to have to be ready for that. But good news on Darnell Mooney and Drake London, and we'll continue to see how the story develops with Younghoe Koo in this kicking situation, and we'll see what kind of kickers they'll bring in, see if we know any of the names or anything like that. And I'll go ahead and say this. They're not going to bring in Justin Tucker. So anybody out there who's even thinking about the Falcons bringing in Justin Tucker, they ain't going to do that. That is not the Falcons' way, and I think most teams right now wouldn't touch Justin Tucker with a 10-foot pole. I mean, that ain't no shade, just truth. So that is what it is. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll let you hear a little bit from Raheem Morris talking about some other things as well because, again, Michael Penix Jr. showed a lot of good poise on Sunday, and he's going to need that Sunday night against the Minnesota Vikings. We'll talk more about that coming up next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your first look at the Atlanta sports scene every weekday morning. This is the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on the way to the gym or already at the gym. I appreciate you as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got that free Odyssey app downloaded, you want to search for the radio station at 929 The Game or 92.9 The Game. That's what you want to search for. Once you find the radio station, then you want to follow and subscribe to the station. Follow and subscribe to all the great shows on the station as well. My show, obviously, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, The Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, all the great shows on the weekend, Sam and Greg from the Diamond, all the great shows, College Football Game Time as well. Make sure you subscribe to them all, follow them, and then you're really in the game, because then you'll get live push notifications about when the shows go live, about when guests are coming on the station live. You'll get live push notifications about when new articles and audio are uploaded to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their entirety. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows, segments, and interviews as well. You'll be able to do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. We are going to get into some NFL headlines. We're also going to do a nice recap of week one in the NFL coming up here in a couple of minutes, because week one in the NFL is now complete for the 2025-26 season. It was a pretty good week one, and seems like we got some answers. Still got a lot of questions, though, for sure. Some surprises, some not so, some not surprises, I guess, for lack of a better term. But we'll get all into that here in a few minutes. But I do want to continue to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, because Raheem Morris, obviously, was speaking to the media yesterday, and I want to let you hear the high praise he had for Michael Penix Jr., and he compared him to a couple of guys, a couple of quarterbacks that we know well here in Georgia for a couple of different reasons, and it's got to really make you feel good when you hear your head coach talk about your young QB like this.
You know, like, I hate to do this because I'm going to get backlash from Zeno, but like, Matt Stafford, man, was a dog like that, like, and had that arm talent and was that kind of confidence. But like, I was only with Matt for a year, and that was year whatever, 97, right?
Yeah.
This is his fourth game playing, and like, he has like that type of demeanor. You know, Matt Ryan was always confident, you know, and I'm not talking stuff about one of my better friends in life, but Matt Ryan can't make some of them throws, and like, he'll tell us that, you know, like, and he can, so he has like a different set of confidence even when it comes to that. And then, you know, just going in, you know, the guys that you've had and you've been around, whether it be Brad Johnson and all those type of guys, he carries himself the right way and what a quarterback should look like. And then he can make some of those throws and have that kind of confidence to finish games or end games or put us in them or keep us in them. That's refreshing.
Wow. I mean, when you get put in the same conversation and you get some comparisons to Matthew Stafford, Super Bowl champion, Matt Ryan, should be a Super Bowl champion, but we ain't going to go down that road today. But two Hall of Famers, I'll say that. That's impressive. And when your head coach sees that in you and thinks that highly of you already with, you heard Raheem Morris say this is only his fourth game in, and he said he hates to do it, but he couldn't help himself. That's how much he likes Michael Penix Jr. And that's how much promise and potential he sees in Michael Penix Jr. He sees the Matthew Stafford arm talent. He sees the Matt Ryan confidence, poise, and moxie in the late game heroics that we all remember that Matt Ryan had. How many touchdown drives, late touchdown drives, or game time drives did he take us on? A lot throughout his career. And we've seen it already from Michael Penix Jr. last year against the Commanders. This year, he did what he had to do, put his body on the line, did everything he had to do to give us the lead late in the game. Now, obviously, it didn't work out how it was supposed to or how we wanted it to against Tampa Bay, but he did everything in his power. He did his job at the end of the day. He put us up, got us down the field, got us in field goal range. So to hear Raheem Morris say that about Michael Penix Jr. makes me feel really good, and I think it should make all of us feel really good. And I know we were all, it's not like nobody was not on the Michael Penix train. It's not like nobody didn't, it's not like there was anybody who doubted or was doubting Michael Penix Jr., didn't believe in him. But just to get that reassurance on Sunday, see what we saw. And again, even though he wasn't obviously perfect, he's never really going to be perfect, but to know that he's going to step up in the biggest moments, and he still has that. And we saw that again Sunday, like we saw last year in Washington. That was good to see. And then to get the reassurance from Raheem Morris, like, yeah, this dude, he's the real deal. And he's going to be that guy. And then your Baker Mayfield as well. He said he told him, Baker told the media after the game that he told Michael Penix Jr. he's going to be great. So everybody sees it. Everybody has a lot of confidence in Michael Penix Jr. And it feels good to feel like that we finally got that guy again. It feels good to know that we finally got that franchise QB again. And I'm bringing this up because, yes, even though it sucked, trust me, it sucked losing the way we lost on Sunday, there was still some silver lining in the fact that this offense can be really good once they, again, tighten some things up, get some things all together, get a little bit healthier. When you get, obviously, hopefully Drake London doesn't have to miss time, and obviously Darnell Mooney gets back, and the run game gets going a little bit better. But once you put all the pieces together and all the cylinders get to clicking at the same time, this offense can be really dangerous with Michael Penix Jr. And you would like to think, you would like to hope, he's only going to get better with more reps. He's only going to get better with time. He's only going to get better with more experience. So say all that to say that the silver lining, even though that the loss on Sunday still does sting, still does suck, there is a lot of optimism to be had in what this Falcons team is going to be moving forward. And by the way, let's not forget to mention this defense looked good too. Yes, they gave the late touchdown. Yes, that was what it was. But overall, you hold a Buccaneers team that was, what, fourth in scoring last year. You hold them to 23 points. You have them on the ropes like you did. And again, this isn't shade, but this is somewhat praise to the defense. You were in a position to get like four interceptions. Xavier Watts could have had two himself. AJ could have had one. Kaden Ellis could have had a pick six. And you just weren't able to come up with them because they were some tough plays to make. But this defense looks promising. Billy Bowman Jr. got a sack. Not necessarily the rookie you probably had in your bingo card to get a sack yesterday. If there was going to be a rookie to get a sack, you would have thought either maybe Jalen Walker or James Pierce Jr., but Billy Bowman gets a sack. He looked good. Xavier Watts looked solid. Again, was in the right place at the right time. Want him to catch a couple of those interceptions he could have had, but again, in the right place in the right time. Making plays on the ball. Jalen Walker looked good. James Pierce Jr., solid. Like we said, Billy Bowman Jr., good. Xavier Watts looked really good. So knowing you have these young guys on defense who are only going to get better with time but look the part, knowing that you got a franchise quarterback who's only going to get better with time but continues to look the part, continues to prove that he's going to make the big plays and he's going to make the right plays at the end of the day, got to make you feel good. So there is a lot of promise to this team. The loss did suck, but there is a lot of promise to this team. And I will say, I am very proud of you. I'm very proud of Falcons fans because hearing all the calls throughout the day, hearing the calls that I even took during my show and the calls of the morning shift, the midday show, Dukes and Bell, all of them, I'm very proud of the optimism that you showed and that Falcons fans showed, because I was expecting to hear a lot of more, oh, it's time to get Raheem and Terry out of here. They need to be fired. I did hear once. But I can only remember hearing it once. And so what I mainly heard was optimism. What I mainly heard was, we're not going to overreact. Of course, there was a lot of talk about, you know, getting rid of Younghoe Koo, but I think we're all there at that point. That's okay. But as far as the overall team goes, there wasn't a lot of knee-jerk, overblown overreaction. And so I'm proud of you for that. So I want you all to give yourselves a round of applause for that when it comes to that. But again, at the end of the day, we are behind the eight ball starting off, but there is a lot to feel good about when it comes to this Atlanta Falcons football team. So, again, the loss sucked, but after we've slept on it and stomached it for a couple of days, yes, seeing kickers hitting game-time field goals still makes me turn a little bit right now, but at the end of the day, I think this Falcons team is still going to be okay. I still think this team is still a playoff team, and we're going to figure it out, and we're going to be all right. So, hopefully, that is the positivity you needed to hear when it comes to your Atlanta Falcons this morning. But when we come back here, about 6 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we are going to get into a full week one recap in the NFL. Some teams surprised me. Some teams didn't. And that was a really good Monday night football game we got last night. Sunday night game was really good too. We'll recap it all when we come back here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your first look at the Atlanta sports scene every weekday morning. This is the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Appreciate everybody that's tuned in, tapped in right now, that is on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to everybody that is tuned in, tapped in right now, that is on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. We got to get into a full week one recap of the NFL. Week one in the books after the Minnesota Vikings came back and beat the Chicago Bears on the road too, by the way, 27-24, the final score. J.J. McCarthy showing why he was a top pick in the NFL draft a couple of years ago. Threw a pick six. They were down 17-6, like what, midway in the third quarter? And I was like, ooh, this game is not looking good. The Bears had the ball too. But then they were able to get a stop. And then three straight touchdown drives for the Vikings to quickly take the lead. The Bears didn't make it close at the end, but the Vikings able to come away with the 27-24 victory, and J.J. McCarthy looked good. And I was happy about it. One, because I have him on a couple of my fantasy teams. Now, the way the matchup set up, I had a couple of close losses in fantasy, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm in seven leagues this year. I went 3-4 week one. It could have been to the point where I went, like, 4-2 if, you know, some other things would have swung my way, if, like, the Vikings would have given up that last touchdown, but it was what it was. So, anyway, nobody really cares about my fantasy team. But that was a very good game last night, very entertaining. And, again, Vikings, if J.J. McCarthy can – just be a game manager, if he can just not turn the ball over and do the things he was able to do last night, that Vikings team is going to be something serious. I'm telling you right now, that Vikings team is going to be really, really good because they have a very good defense. Brian Flores knows how to use this defense, the way he schemes things and his exotic blitz packages and the way he ain't afraid to bring the house and put pressure on any QB, that is going to be a tough, tough team to deal with here in the NFC and overall in the NFL. Because Justin Jefferson, still very much him. Jordan Mason had a very good game, so they got a nice 1-2 punch, it looks like, in Jordan Mason and Aaron Jones. So, again, if J.J. McCarthy, once Jordan Addison comes back, too, from a three-game suspension, I'm glad we ain't going to have to deal with him this Sunday night because we're going to have our hands full already. But once he comes back, Jordan Addison, that is, from suspension, McCarthy's going to have plenty of weapons. He just got to get it to him. Now, again, those, you know, like the pick six he had, there are going to be some growing pains, just like there is with any rookie or young quarterback. But if he can limit those for the most part, the Vikings team is going to be good. J.J. finishes the night going 13-20, 143 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. That's all that, besides the pick, obviously, and it being a pick six, of course, besides that, that's all he really needs to do. They ran for 120 yards. Jordan Mason, 15 carries, 68 yards. J.J. McCarthy, talking about going back to him real quick, he had a rushing touchdown, too, at the end. That was big. So if he can just use his legs when he needs to, when he gets into trouble, and then make good throws, make good decisions. His Vikings team, like I said, I ain't trying to glaze them, but they're gonna be good. They're gonna be really good. So they ran for 120 yards as a team. And again, that defense looked pretty darn good. They had two sacks, six tackles for loss, three pass deflections. So again, they didn't really get the huge interception, you know, they didn't get the huge interception numbers or, you know, even sack numbers, only getting two. That wasn't anything crazy, but the six tackles for loss, the three pass deflections, they were in the, and plus they were just straight up pressuring Caleb Williams. They were making Caleb Williams feel it a lot of the times. And again, that's a tip to your cap to Brian Flores as well. So a good game last night for Monday Night Football. Obviously, it was a thriller of a game, a crazy shootout between the Bills and the Ravens. Those two teams, again, looking like Super Bowl contenders, obviously. They got to get past each other, get past, you know, teams like the Chiefs, maybe even the Steelers, because the Steelers, they had a good showing against the New York Jets. Well, their offense had a good showing. Aaron Rodgers looks like he's still got some good juice left in the tank. The defense, they got a lot to work on. They gave up, you know, a good amount of points to Justin Fields and the Jets, which who knows? Maybe the Jets just turn out to be good, and that is what it is. But going back real quick to the Sunday night game between the Bills and the Ravens. I'm working backwards here a little bit, but we'll get to them all. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, there doesn't need to be a debate about who's better. Both of these guys are extremely good. Both of these guys are MVP level quarterbacks, and if they stay healthy and their team as a whole stays relatively healthy, they're both going to be in it. And the AFC when it comes down to it. So that was a treat of a game to watch as well. Some other games that stood out, we got to talk about the Packers in that Lions game. Micah Parsons getting his first sack, too, as a Packer. And don't look now, but the Green Bay Packers might be legit. If Jordan Love, again, just like kind of we, and it's more so on Jordan Love than it is like on J.J. McCarthy, because I know we're just talking about J.J. and if he can just be a game manager. Jordan Love does need to be more than a game manager. I'll get that straight, because he doesn't even have the weapons that a guy like J.J. McCarthy has at wide receiver, at even running back, you know, is solid. with Josh Jacobs for sure. So his running game is good, but as far as his like wide receiver core, he doesn't have the receivers obviously that JJ McCarthy has. But so the onus is going to be a little bit more on a guy like Jordan Love. But if Jordan Love can deliver the way he came through and did enough this past Sunday against the Lions, Packers are going to be some serious too, because that defense with Micah looks energized, looks reinvigorated. Micah Parsons, Quay Walker, that good defensive line. They got some good DBs in the backfield as well too. They got some players on their end. Now they got to get their running game. Again, you got to give a little credit to the Lions. I think their running game will be fine with Josh Jacobs, but it was really just Josh Jacobs in the backfield, 19 carries, 66 yards. Everybody else didn't have more than 4 rushing yards, and one of those guys was Jordan Love, and Emmanuel Wilson was the other, but he only had 1 carry. You know, we know the workhorse is Josh Jacobs, so, you know, that is what it is. But, again, if Jordan Love can help lead this receiving corps, and look, they have some okay talent. You know, Romeo Doubs is okay, is fine. Jaden Reed, he's dealing with a little bit of injury, but he's fine. Da'Tavion Wake's fine. Tucker Kraft, cool. Matthew Golden, obviously a rookie, still coming into his own, so we'll see how he develops. But if Jordan Love can help make this receiving core better and help develop this receiving core, then the Packers are going to be right up there too, because I think they're going to have a really good defense. And then the Lions, I wouldn't panic about the Lions either. They took on a Packers team that was very much hyped to have Micah Parsons. And I think a team in the Green Bay Packers that's going to be good. And look, that entire NFC North division is going to be really good. So I wouldn't necessarily – I know some people were like, oh, my gosh, the Lions fell off. The Lions are washed. The Lions are over with. And I don't think it's that. I think they're facing another really good team. I don't think the Lions are going to lose they only lose, like 2 games or something like that last year, whatever it was, 3 maybe. I don't think they're going to have a record like that. And I'm not sure they win the division again. But they'll definitely be a playoff team, or at least a playoff contender. So I wouldn't say the Lions fell off. I just think they ran into a team that also was – I think the Packers did also play above themselves a little bit, because, look, Lambeau was jumping. I did not see an empty seat in Lambeau when I was watching that game. And that was a defense that was very, very hyped up to have Micah Parsons. So I think they played a little bit above themselves. Again, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Packers, but I do think they played a little bit above themselves. And when you talk about that Green Bay defense and even maybe the Green Bay offense a little bit. And the Lions didn't play up to their usual standard either as well, too. Jared Goff he was getting hounded out there. The Packers ended up having what? I think defensively they had 4 sacks. I mean, they were getting after Jared Goff. Rashawn Gary had a sack and a half. Luke Van Ness had a half a sack. Micah Parsons obviously had a sack. Devontae Wyatt, Georgia boy, had a sack as well. So they were getting after Jared Goff. So I think matchup-wise, that's a bad matchup, which, again, it will be a storyline because they're in the same division, so they're going to have to keep playing each other. They ain't going anywhere. But I think that was maybe a bad matchup, at least for week 1 for the Lions, but I don't think they've fallen off at all. Other games I want to talk about. The Bengals barely escaped the Browns after all that, you know, playing during the preseason, wanting a hot start. Look, I'll say this. Maybe if they didn't get those reps during the preseason, maybe they would have lost that game because they only won 17-16. But that Cincinnati Bengals offensive line needs to get better. They gave up 3 sacks to the Browns. Look, I know Myles Garrett is a beast, but that Cincinnati Bengals offensive line needs to get it together, because otherwise it might be a long season for Joe Burrow. Burrow was running for his life, and, Myles Garrett got one nasty hit on him. I don't know if y'all saw that, but Joe Burrow, 14-23, 113 yards, a touchdown. Pretty pedestrian numbers because, again, Joe Burrow I felt like was running for his life a lot of the time. But I'm sure they'll continue and they'll start to turn it on. It is a tough draw going up against Myles Garrett week 1 for any offensive line, not just the Cincinnati Bengals, but that Cincinnati Bengals isn't, overly talented as well. I'll put it that way. So it is what it is, but we'll see how they continue to go. How about Geno Smith? We got to talk about Geno for a second, too. Geno lit him up. Geno lit the Patriots up on, well, I won't say lit him up, but he looked darn good. 20-13 was that final score. The Raiders win their week 1 matchup. 24-34, 362 yards, a touchdown. He did throw a pick, but Geno looked darn good. Ashton Jeanty got his first touchdown of his NFL career as well, too. 19 carries, 38 yards, got a tutty. And Brock Bowers, yep, he's okay. He wanted to come back in the game. He suffered a knee injury in that game. And I know a lot of fantasy owners are like, please, Brock, please don't be hurt. But me included, because he's on one of my fantasy teams. So I'm right there with you. But he did plenty of damage before he left the game. 5 receptions, 103 yards for Brock Bowers, his longest reception being a 38. So he still did plenty of damage. But this can be a Raiders team that can be a little bit of a dark horse, I think, in this. In the AFC West. Now, the AFC West is a tough division. When you talk about the Raiders, the Chargers, the Broncos, the Chiefs, that's going to be a tougher division, because I think the Raiders are going to be much improved. And I know they were going to be against the Patriots, and so that defense, you know, Drake May and the Patriots don't scare you a whole lot. But that is a better offense with Drake May and Stephon Diggs. So we'll see if that Raiders defense is legit as the season moves along. But they have a solid recipe for success. Geno Smith, a quarterback who can get it done when you need to get it done. Ashton Jeanty will only continue to get better. And then they got a heck of a tight end who can do it all for you. And then they got some solid receivers as well. Jacoby Myers is pretty good. And they need a little bit more receiving help. Obviously, Amari Cooper retiring again didn't help. But that was a solid showing by the Las Vegas Raiders. The Colts. How about Daniel Jones, too? Real quick before we get out of here. Daniel Jones. Is he going to have a resurgence in Indianapolis? Is Daniel Jones the quarterback the Colts been looking for this entire time? I mean, because he absolutely lit it up. 22 of 29, 272 yards, a throwing touchdown. He ran for 2 touchdowns as well. They got Jonathan Taylor out there. Michael Pittman Jr., Tyler Warren look good. Hey, you never know. That AFC South is a winnable division. The Texans lost against the Rams. Now they're playing a very good team. A NFC maybe Super Bowl contender in the Rams. I don't want to go too far yet, but the Rams are a very good team. And so I don't see the Texans as unbeatable, obviously. So who knows? Maybe the Colts, if Daniel Jones can keep it going, who knows? Maybe the Colts can be contenders, at least in the AFC South. But we'll find out and see. The Saints obviously lost to the Cardinals. It was closer than maybe expected. 20-13 was the final score there. But it was a fun week one overall. And I'll be glued to my seat, of course, for week two when it continues Thursday, Sunday, Monday, all into it. Football season is here and in full swing, and I absolutely love it. But that is my time. Appreciate y'all tuning in this morning. We'll be back tomorrow on a happy get over the hump day, Wednesday. Until then, the morning shift coming up next. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Squid Billy, Allie Mack, ready to get in here and entertain you for the next 3 hours. Morning shift coming up next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow, peace.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.